Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony. Morning, listeners. Is Lockie back yet?
No, he's off for another week.
Oh, good heavens. I don't. You won't miss him, will you?
No, I'd forgotten all about him until you mentioned him then, actually. That's why I paused a little. It was like, Lockie? Like, oh, that's right.
That's right, the other bloke. Oh, yeah.
Chicken man. Have you got the new iPhone 12? What's how are you feeling about it?
I've got the 12 Pro.
So I do apologise. Sorry. iPhone 12 Pro.
iPhone 12 is good for everybody. It's fine for everybody out there. The iPhone 12 Pro really is the upper end one on the most feature-rich iPhone you can buy right now. There's more RAM in than the iPhone 12. There are three camera sensors on the back, not two. You can get 2x optical zoom. You're buying this for the camera. Some of the photos I've shot and videos are, I've got to say, absolutely amazing. They really are, especially night mode on the thing. Great photos at night because it's got a bigger sensor on there as well. The screen is wonderful, clear, bright, stands to the edge of the phone. 5G has been interesting because literally it does switch to 5G all the time when you're driving through suburbs down in Adelaide. I don't know how widespread it is in the Riverland, but I know it's coming there. And once you start talking about 5G, people are quite interested in it as well. For the tinfoil hat people out there, it's not going to kill you as well. You've got to learn science as well if you still think 5G is going to hurt you. Battery life is probably the big thing for all phones out there, isn't it, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely. No point having all these fandangled things if you can't use them because your batto's flat-o.
Exactly right. So what I did, first of all, was I actually, when you set up a new phone out there, what you can do is you can say, I've had your phone backed up to iCloud and transferred all onto the iPhone 12 Pro. Battery life was not even getting me through one day. It was that bad. And I went to Edisburg on the weekend, had it plugged into Apple CarPlay, and it was drained rapidly the whole time. And literally, I was losing 10% in an hour comfortably on there as well, which is awful. So what I did then was, when I came back, I did what I always seem to go along and do this, because battery life is awful. I really couldn't believe it was that bad. I set the iPhone up as a brand new device. So what I did was I wiped it all again. Then all I put back on it was my data from iCloud, which is my contacts, my photos, all the relevant things on there. But I didn't do a full backup from my old phone. Then I downloaded only the apps that I use. And honestly, it was like a breath of fresh air. The phone hardly uses any battery at all now in the last 24 hours since I've done that, which means there was obviously an issue with that backup, or there was an app on there that had been installed that was basically draining all the battery. Now, Android users should remember this as well. You can back up all your essentials to Google, wipe the phone entirely, put your operating system back on there, and you're exactly the same way as well. It really is a thing that people should consider doing every now and again, because honestly, it's a magnificent phone when you do that, and battery life's now superb.
Simple as that, eh?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't think that's a simple thing to do. But, if you've got an Android phone, make sure that your key stuff is all like your contacts and things, and your photos are all backed up to Google. Then wipe the thing and reload it. Just put the apps back on that you need. And honestly, it makes a huge difference to your phone, as I discovered, especially with battery life on the new iPhone.
All right. Now, been a new Windows update?
There has. 20H2 is out. So Microsoft sent you two updates a year, which are major updates. So it's a brand new operating system goes on there. If the updates never come down, or if you're concerned they're not coming down, go in there into the settings and have a look if they've been installed. But also be aware that if you've got a computer made by, let's say, HP, for example, or Acer or Asus, they always send down updates as well. Now, their updates, the HP updates, can affect the Windows updates. So make sure you check those updates and then run the Windows update again. I had an HP laptop in here and a BIOS update. When I did that, suddenly all these other updates from Windows 10 started to install and work on there as well. the thing for you to remember. And if you ever get offered, when you're driving by the internet, a driver updater software as well for free on there, steer clear of those, because honestly, they're just conduits for malware on your system.
Okay, so just install the one update and be done with it.
That's it.
Yep, all right. USB sticks. Now, these have been popular over the years. You've got some advice to not use them.
Please stop using them. I always get people, and I had another one, you know, literally yesterday, a business who all our data is on there that we carry around. So when we go from place to place, all the things we need to do is on there. They're especially popular with school-age kids out there. We seem to store our most important data, do backups of photos on their documents. They can die at the click of the finger as this person discovered, and ask them how long they've been using it for. I've used it for the last 3 to 4 years, Richard, as well. So it's worn out. That's the end of it. Remember, you didn't pay very much for them, and you had the impression that they would last forever. Again, USB sticks don't. If you're going to back things up or want to take things from place to place, use cloud solution. Use OneDrive. Use Dropbox, but stop using USB sticks. And if you've got kids out there, please talk to them about this, because honestly, I always get few phone calls from parents every year going, my daughter's USB stick died.
With all the schoolwork.
All the schoolwork, and it always happens. Always happens. I'm going to say it always happens around exam time.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the new dog ate my homework excuse? Oh, my thumb drive stopped working.
Well, I think in one last year, I think it was, because there was a wry smile on this girl's face at the time, and Mum was believing her intently, but I didn't believe her at all.
Yeah. Geez, they just revolutionised storage, didn't they, when they came out? Remember that would have been a 256 meg, the first ones.
Oh, yeah, and we thought that was, you never fill it.
Yeah.
You will never fill that thing, so yeah.
What are they now? What, a 100-odd gig you can get them in, I'm guessing?
Oh, you can get 100-gig ones quite comfortably now, and they're quite affordable. But they don't last forever. That's what people have to remember.
And they are just so cheap. I remember those first ones. They were pretty big money at the time, and now you get, you know, four of them for just a couple of bucks.
For a couple of bucks. Or you go to, remember the days we used to go to conference things? They give them away. You'd wipe it, put all your stuff on there.
Yeah, they were a real item for marketing, weren't they, one stage? Get your company logo on them and, as you said, give them out at a conference. Richard Pascoe, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.
Breakfast with Anthony Millick. Weekdays from 6 on 5RM.